Hey guys, quick disclaimer. Please do not be offended by the views and opinions of this podcast. It's just banter. After all, we're just four lions trying to make a living in the diaspora. This is The Pride.
What's up, everybody? This is the Pride Podcast here with Nash, myself being Nash, Tapiwa, Raymond, and Melvin. And we are just four cousins who have to happen to be part of the same family who just want to spend an hour of your time just talking about random stuff, you know? Okay, look, here's the topic I want to talk about, seeing that everybody doesn't want to talk about how their week was, and I'm the only one who had a week. So.
No, but no one asked me though. Okay, let me
That's what, remember I said, how was everybody's week? And then I said, my week was so and so and so. Then you guys laughed at me for 2 seconds. And then I was like, okay, how was your guys' week? And then people went quiet.
Okay, let me go. My week. I feel like with the whole online school situation, my life has become so stressful that I don't care anymore. Like,
that's a dangerous place to be, bro. That's a dangerous place to be.
No, not like I'm not gonna study and stuff, but during this week, I had like a lot of makeup tests that, because you know, the whole UP situation, they gave us 40 tests and whatever. So, I had they gave us 40 tests, and then. You were basically given rewrites. So I had three rewrites that I could have taken, but I just didn't take them because I didn't feel like taking them.
Were your marks already good?
They could have been even better. But
then you have nothing to stress about, bruh. Don't stress about things that there's no point in stressing for. Bruh, imagine, dog, there are kids out there who are busy crying for 50 and you're out here busy getting 80s and you're saying, I could have done better. Who the hell do you think you are? Bruh, be happy with your 80 and move on. Should have actually, instead of worrying about those things, you should have just enjoyed your papers, dog. You should have just gone on and lived your best life. But are you out here busy saying, I could have written? Nigga, please.
Yeah, but that was basically my... Oh, and I'm starting a whole workout regimen. So watch out for the boy December 25th.
Are you finally gonna get a body to go with those skeletons?
Next question, please.
The shade, man.
It's fine. I see where we are.
That is tough. I think I just here to advocate for Raymond. Nesh, you don't know that Raymond eats 6 eggs.
Yeah, no, Raymond Charles, like you guys, like when I went to his place, when did I go to your place? I know it was sometime last year, dude. I went to this homie's place, bruh. Homie ate gang food, guys. I was like, no way. I was like, nah. Like the pop he was eating, guys. It's like the amount of pop he ate was the same amount of cereal you put in a before you add the milk.
Wow.
I love like that's energy. How much it was.
Okay.
Like that's a lot. I'm
trying to pick the
food. That's a lot of pop.
But Marshall, how was your week, dude?
Nah, bro, my week was frustrating, bro. Not even gonna lie. That's what it was, bro. You know, you already have like stressful exams and stuff.
And then these hoes come out on the
whole unnecessary drama.
Marshall, dog, you got too many problems, dog. When it comes to Hans, boy,
bruh.
You have too many
unprovoked problems, bro.
Yo, bro. Like that Naomi situation,
but
dog.
The common denominator has been women.
Like that Naomi situation, dog.
No name dropping, by the way. You know.
They don't know who Naomi is.
We don't want to catch cases. You can give her some funny name. Call her Jane.
Okay, fine. But yeah, Jade, this Jade situation, dog.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for you, my guy. Melvin, how was your week, my boy?
Yo, man, it's been hectic. You know what it is, man. You know what's like. They say we're going to elimination round right now. So ish.
Elimination round for what now?
Examination is elimination round, bro.
What?
So you think you can graduate?
Wait. Whoa. Please stage. Explain what? Your school has an elimination round for writing exams. Explain. Wait, no. No, I'm lost.
Varsity is all over. Yeah. When exam season starts, it is the beginning of elimination round to the So You Think You Can Graduate series.
Oh, it's an analogy. See, yeah. I didn't know that existed. It's probably exactly. A thing with you Free State kids.
Wow, Hansi, you Free State kids. Free State? Is there even a varsity in Free State? Man is calling out Free State.
Yeah, bro.
That's where he goes, Moss. UFS.
Whoa, what?
Don't you go to UFS, man. Bro?
We're kicking Nash out, bro. Nash knows nothing about anyone. No, we're kicking out.
No, wait. Please, give me the information. Hold up. Don't you go to UFS, my boy?
Because Northwest.
Northwest.
No.
Northwest, not UFS. But there is a place called UFS, though. I'm not crazy. Well, I am crazy, yeah. But I'm not like. I just forgot where you're learning. Don't be touched. You're not the first. Even my kids. I don't know where they're learning.
Even my kids. No.
He doesn't know where his kids are.
We don't even need context over there, dude. What's the topic today?
Nah, I'm playing. I don't have kids, guys. I don't have kids, guys. Eh. If there's anything I don't want, guys, it's kids. Kids are hell to the no. If you ever hear me say I have a kid before I'm married, you guys, please laugh at me. I give you full permission to laugh at me. Because no.
Your dad will hit the kid out of you, fam.
Nah, man. But bro, it seems like everyone has been going through the most ish, guys. No.
Hey, dog, facts, bro. Facts. Real people be going through the most, dog. Mm. People be going through the most. But anyways, right. Some breaking news today, guys. Some breaking news. Donald Trump is now out of office and Joe Biden is now in.
Do you know what's finishing me about this story? Do you see what Kim Kardashian is posting?
What?
Kim be condoning Biden like no one's business, bro. She be posting, you know, hearts with the Biden's pictures and all that. Like, she ain't Kanye's wife. Like straight up.
Oh, I really don't blame her, like, to be honest, eh?
Yeah, true, dog. Like, bro, honestly, it doesn't mean anything, bro. Because we all knew Kanye wasn't going to do jack nothing. Literally, the guy had one rally. Where he basically said Martha something. What's that woman's name? She did a lot during slavery. It's not Martha Stewart. It's
Martha Stewart.
No, it's not. Martha Stewart is a white lady that taught black people.
Dude.
She was a slave, and then she used like the Underground Railroad to like bring people to the other side of America and whatnot. That woman. Harriet Tubman. Yeah, he was basically like, nah, Harriet Tubman didn't do shit for black people. She didn't help them, whatnot. And then he went on some rant saying, I almost killed my daughter, whatnot. I almost killed my daughter, nearly had an abortion. And people are just like, ayo, Kanye, you tripping, dog. Just bounce, bro. Go bounce, find help. Do something, you know?
But my problem isn't with the Kanye thing. My problem is she was out there standing in solidarity with Kanye on the rallies, on the like when they were doing the photo shoots with Trump and all that, you know.
No, look.
Why wasn't she voice out there? But all of a sudden, bro, Biden wins and all of a sudden she's a Biden fan.
No, but listen, right? Doug. If you're busy pushing something, that you like if you're pushing something, like let's say, for God forbid, you want to restart apartheid in South Africa, right? And she knows that she doesn't agree with what you're saying. But as your wife, wouldn't you want her next to you?
No, what if it took me out of it, bro? She should voice out her opinion.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
She'd be like, hey,
she did. I mean, no, but she did tell Kanye, like, hey, Kanye, you need help, dog. Like, yeah, like, there were even photos of them arguing in the car a few times, dog. Remember those leaked photos of Kanye and Kim when they were in the car and they were, like, arguing? That's what they were talking about, dog. They were talking about that ish, dog.
Yeah.
Yes, they talked about it.
This assumption is on levels.
Right.
All right. My thing, right, is I really don't blame Kim. Like, the boy embarrassed. Literally, the boy embarrassed. But look, another thing of mine is, do black people hate Kanye that much that the man didn't even conjure like 5% of votes?
But people love Kanye.
No, people love Kanye, dog. Like when Kanye first said, "Ayo, I'm running for president," he was there. Huh? You know what's funny? I just googled Kanye West, and apparently he was on the ballot, one, and two, he got 1,266 votes as an independent party in Vermont.
But did you see what thingy this man, what Trump released? Trump was like, "Nah, we've won. This is nonsense. What? You know how Trump."
I know Trump really like messed up. He messed up big time when he started saying we basically won the election, whatnot. Like, he had real balls of steel to be saying that, considering the fact that he's been behind in the race ever since the beginning.
I have no clue what was happening in America. I was just following the memes. That's all I know.
I was just following the memes.
I think Raymond wasn't happy about how all of us African people were there following this thing like some other thing.
I'm following that motherfucker, bro. I'm following this thing hard, bro. No, you know why?
Giving your own elections this much hype.
No, bro, honestly, is there anything happening in SA right now, politically speaking?
No.
We're under commission.
And look, and right now everyone is quiet, bro. Everyone is focused on this mining scandal, corruption thing with Peter Siaya.
Like, SA gents were out here giving their 2 cents, saying, nah, let's not vote for Biden. First of all, who's let, bruh? You don't even have a vote in this whole situation. You're out here let's vote for Biden. Come on, relax, guys.
Because people act like this is going to affect them in any way.
No, well,
your life is the
same.
It does, to a large extent.
To a very large extent. Remember, America runs the international currency economy.
Look, gents, look, as much as this will affect us, we have no influence on the outcome. So you complaining doesn't change anything, literally. It's not going to change the votes. Which if you can like post, like, let's not vote for Biden, and then tell me that, you know, I influenced this one American person to vote for Biden or to vote for Trump, and then maybe you have a right to say what you're saying. Otherwise, nah, relax.
Yeah, no, and I agree with what Malvin was saying. As Africans, we give way too much attention to the US in everything.
Fact.
You know, when it comes to sports, when it comes to the music industry, when it comes to everything, even the, like, of course, just food in general. When it's American, we always think, you know, they're doing levels. We don't invest enough in ourselves because we're way too focused on the US.
That's so true. It's actually so true. Yeah.
Nah, in as much as you're going to try and, like, yeah, I get his point, but in as much as you're going to try and make, like, proud food and proudly South African entertainment, in terms of entertainment, in terms of clothing, in terms of the entertainment industry, I'll say what's in America affects me because that's the stuff I like. But politically speaking, I don't feel the effect, so I'm not going to worry myself about that kind of stuff.
But I have a question, right? My question is this: do you think Africans Or let's specify South Africans. We are South Africans. Us as people in South Africa. Do we support our locally made businesses in terms of music, fashion, and food?
No.
And why is that?
If it's from overseas, it's always given this connotation of being better.
You know what?
And we just don't trust each other.
That.
I think that's the most important thing that you just said, right? We don't trust each other.
We don't. And as soon as we start investigating, you know, Africans, as soon as we start seeing the price tag, bro, we're like, yo. Because think about it. Sure. How many fashion brands have started and crashed immediately because the pricing for their clothes, for a t-shirt, you're being charged $50 for a t-shirt.
Honestly speaking, what you just said is so important. Like, I don't know what's with us. We think that if it's a local brand, it should be cheap.
No,
it should
be cheaper.
How is the person supposed to cover costs?
It should not be cheap.
No,
it is cheaper.
You don't charge how you feel. You charge according to the cost of production. So if this person is saying 300, it means, bruh, it costs me a lot to make this product. So this is how I'm going to break even. Or even mm-hmm. make a profit.
But also, if you're making a product and you want to make it to a certain demographic in a certain society, you need to be able to see where you stand. That's why, let me use photography as an example, right? Because that's what I do. Go check out my page at Nash Views Photography on Instagram.
Right? Ooh, Nash has posted. I'm going to bleep this out.
So here's the thing. Like with photography, right? You can't just come out charging people 600 rand an hour for a photo shoot if you have just started, especially if you have just started. Because people don't know your work. No one has seen what you do. No one has understood the effort it takes for you to do that, you know? So what I ended up doing was that I had about 6 to 8 free photo shoots with different people. I didn't charge them anything. All expenses were on my side, right? That was my form of marketing to them. Because I'd take these photos, I'd send them back. They'll be like, "Hey, yo, these photos are dope." Then what do? They go on social media, they post, they put on their profile picture, they do whatnot. You need to get your name out there, one. Number two, when you're now looking at your consumers, the people that you're trying to sell to, here in South Africa, you need to see where people are economically, especially at the demographic you're trying to sell to. If you're trying to sell streetwear in a fashion brand, you're going to be looking at young people, most likely teenagers and university students. These are people who have no money, and the most they are going to spend on good quality clothing is probably going to be no more than $500. That's why people need to do their research and so on and so forth. So that's pretty much all I would say from the top of my head.
I agree on the whole market research thing, right? But the thing is, black people have the mentality that if you are local and you're selling us something, I'm supposed to get it on a discounted price. If you're going to be selling your t-shirt saying, it cost me 400, I'm going to sell it at 500, and this is my 100 rand profit per t-shirt. Black people still have that thing of, okay, at least are you going to give me a discount? And if you don't, that's when they start like not supporting you as much. And no, man,
100%.
I think that's going to change.
I totally agree. Yeah. I basically agree with what Malvin's saying. And with your photography example, industries are different. Having my restaurant, I cannot afford to be almost freelancing for such a long time. I'll be run out of business, you know. So industries are a bit different. With photography, you can try make a win with that. And the thing of black people wanting low prices, you know, at the beginning you charge low prices, then the next day you'll be like, nah, dog, it's actually 1.5. They're not going to be.
I think that's the problem. once you get people used to free stuff, it's really hard to kick that off. I like it's really hard.
Okay, so let me tell you what I've been doing in my photography. There are some people who I've gone up to, and I said, look, when you have a lot of followers on Instagram, right, I need my things to be out there. So you and I, let's have a free photo shoot. The first shoot we is free. And if you like my work, I can become your sole photographer. Anytime you want me to shoot somewhere or shoot something, I'm your guy. And I only charge you 80% price tag. That's now building a client provider relationship now. But now it's going to be different for when customers come to me and say, hey, can you please shoot for me? Like now on the 10th of January, I have a shoot coming up for a wedding.
No, I get you, bro. Like from my point of view, I'm talking about what Malvin spoke about. The idea that like I disagree, and I say that if you're a South African brand, bro, let's say you're Mr. Price, a South African brand trying to compete with H&M, you can't for the life of you try to give the same price, because firstly, you do not have a following to that kind of caliber, and your product is not that known. So definitely you have to start at a lower pitching. Know yourself, bro. So you start with, if it's H&M is selling it for 50 Rand, you sell it for 45. Get people to know you first. Advertise. And once you slowly get to that standing, you can boost up your prices a little more. You can't just be like, hey, because Jay-Z dropped an album and he sold it for 10 bucks, me as Casper Universe, I'm going to sell mine for 10 bucks. Nah.
Okay.
Look.
Shots fired.
Look, I sincerely agree with what you're saying, but I think you have to be clear from get-go. You have to tell people, look, I'm selling this at this price, but I'm charging a discounted price of this much, so this is what you're going to buy it at, but the normal price is this, so that people are well aware of how much like your product actually costs. Because look at, my problem is, have you seen Batu, the South African brand? Yo. They've charged prices that are the same as Nike, bro. But you still see people buying Nike instead of Batu.
True. But you know what? There's another.
Nike is Ronaldo. Mm-hmm.
But you know what, guys? You know there are two ways. There are two main ways of making money when it comes to selling products. You either sell a few expensive things, or you sell a lot of cheap things. But here's the third way, and this is what Amazon does. Amazon does the following, right? Amazon will let anyone and everyone post whatever product they're selling on Amazon, right? And because Amazon has access to all the analytics of that problem to say how many of that product, to say, okay, people click on it this much, people rate it this much, people use it for this much, whatnot, whatnot, whatnot. If they see that product has potential, you know what they do? They make an exact replica of that product that they're busy selling, that you're busy selling on Amazon. They make a direct copy of that, rename it under Amazon, and then sell it on the internet at literally half the price of whatever you're selling at. Now, because people see that in their that same product for half the price, I am buying that, right? Then people go and they start buying that. Now, here's the question, that isn't Amazon making a huge loss and a huge loss from doing this? And the answer is yes, they are making a very, very huge loss whenever they do that. But you know what ends up happening? The company who originally came up with the idea of selling whatever product they were busy selling, eventually their sales start to decline and the company crashes, right? Of which Amazon goes to them and says, hey guys, listen, we see that you're struggling. Let's buy your company at X amount of cash, and we give you the cash and we make and sell your product. And after that, boom, Amazon owns that company and they start selling the same product that you're selling back up at the selling point that you first started off with.
But look at the challenge now, you see. Amazon is so big of a company that they can afford to sell things for free for 5 years.
Exactly.
And still come up clean. You know, it's not the case for startup businesses. And I honestly don't blame local people for charging their prices where they do. It's the only way to survive, honestly.
Guys. True. Yeah, no, true. But like places like Kota Joe has nice places, has nice prices.
Nah, exactly. But like, if you think about Kota Joe, right?
It's Kota, not Kota.
Exactly. On the Kota Joe.
Okay, whatever it Kota. Is, it's different. You're not gonna get that at McDonald's. So they can charge that at whatever price they want, because they are different. So if you see that you cannot become productive selling the normally sold stuff at a less price, be an engineer, bro. Be an entrepreneur and think.
Yeah,
like Burger King and McDonald's are different, but which would you rather buy, Burger King or McDonald's?
Nah, I'd go for Burger King, dudes. No, Burger King.
I don't eat either. Burger King. So.
Oh yeah, Raymond is a vegetarian. He's scared that he eats animals.
No. Malvin is a vegetarian. I don't eat takeaways. You see, that's the issue. Like I'm a pup, 7 to 7 guy, dude.
You don't take out.
It's like, if my sister's like, okay, guys, I'm gonna get you guys something. Okay, mm-hmm. Cool. You know, that's that. But on a daily, like during this whole lockdown period, I've probably had takeout 4 times.
Yo, I've had takeout too many times.
Yeah, same, bro. Like I get a balance, bro. I allow myself to eat as much as I can, as long as I work out to the same kind of
conversation. Oh, yeah, fact. So it can be balanced. Fact.
Dude, you're like gifted, honestly. Hey, like my blood does not allow me to get the pounds that you guys get. Like, I can eat for like the next 3 months, you know. Man's not even gonna change a bit.
Shame.
What do you gain in mass, you gain in height, bruh. It's simple as that.
And Malvin, what about you? Where do you get your height from?
Hey,
let's start there.
This man's tall.
Malvin is spiritually tall.
Ah, no, he's Christian Heights. We'll give you
some teaching. This is the best one I've heard so far. And
Brett, with Malvin, Brett, he gets shorter every time he meets
him. What?
But actually, Tapua and Malvin are legit the same height. I don't know why. Why they're second each other.
Actually, Tapua, the two of you are the same height. The two of you and Malvin.
But speaking on height, guys.
Nah, they are a little bit.
Speaking
taller.
On height, you know. We saw during the week or sometime. Did you guys listen to the albums, AKA and Casper, you know who's the taller rapper between the two?
AK and Casper.
Yeah, AK pulled up a new album independently of each other. Like AK released like a young EP sort of type of thing. But what is it?
Hey, I'm not gonna even try. Have any of you guys listened to it?
No, I don't like AKA or Casper.
Yeah, no, neither do I. But you see, y'all are too focused on American rappers.
No, not even, bro.
I'd rather listen to anything
else. Damn, exact. Like, I have a home.
Gents, okay.
What?
The album is called Bovamania. Yeah.
By whom?
And I just want to say, this is so hypocritical. Right now, we're talking about how black people should support each other, and you guys say, nah,
thank you. Exhibit A.
No.
I'm not going
to. No. It's not hypocritical. I said I don't like them. I didn't say it's not because they're South African. No, I just don't like their music. If they were Nigerian, I wouldn't have cared. If they were Japanese, I wouldn't have cared. If they were American, I wouldn't have cared, dog. But I just don't like their music.
Yeah. Like, we don't listen to them because they're bad. And they're not bad because
they're South African. You know who's a good South African rapper that's famous if you're so concerned about...
Please don't say Nasty C. Because look, by you saying Nasty C, you're taking this to my whole American argument. There's nothing local about Nasty Feet.
Nah, not even. My homeboy. Malvin, remember back in Blue Hills? Back in Blue Hills College, right? Back in Blue Hills College, Lisedi.
Yeah.
He's now a rapper, dog. Have you heard his music?
No. I thought he just sang with him.
Yo, his music, dog. He raps now, dog. For me personally, he's South Africa's J. Cole. That's how much I stand for him. I'm proud to say it, bruh. Him, his music speaks, dog. Like him. He knows what he's doing,
you know,
in the booth, dog. When he gets
send us the link.
Drop your socials, actually. We're promoting local businesses. So
let's go. Let's go. I'll quickly copy and paste them into the
right.
There's actually this better one, bro. Marshall's EP.
I read.
Are you promoting yourself, nigga? This nigga promoting himself.
Nah, bro. Nah, that guy.
Self love is the best love, my
guy.
But hey, while we on it, actually, this thing of having like best friend rappers, what's your stance on that? Like, if the guy's music isn't good, do you just let it slide?
Yeah, I tell you, like, ayo, I don't like your music. I tell you straight, because if you're wasting my time, who else's time are you wasting, bruh? You're wasting people's time. Like someone, like, you know, like, who's that hand? Who's that hand that came out as a rapper last year? Lady KG. Or what? Or is it Queen Twerk? Faith and Getty, that chick. She wasted people's time, bruh. You see that live performance, dog? That live performance, bruh. Shit! It was so
you and Faith are not close like that.
But her friend, I feel like her friend should have told her something, you know?
If you check their group, bro, her friend group is like guys. They're not going to say that, bro.
If her friend group is niggas, dog, she doesn't have friends then. If all her friends are niggas, dog, she doesn't have friends, dog. She genuinely doesn't have friends. Because all them niggas are there to do one thing and one thing only. Even me, if I was there as her friend, I'd be there to do one thing and one thing only.
This is where we start bleeping.
And that's to chow.
Bleep.
Me, I just want to chow.
Yes, man. Nah, me, I want to spread the gospel.
Yeah, no. We are missionaries.
Go do your thing, guys. Some of us are still sinners. I'm not going to even laugh about that.
If I'm texting you, just know I want to spread the mission of God.
Okay, Marshall.
But honestly, guys, like, yo, man, if I was a rapper, I wouldn't befriend Nash. Yo, Nash would be too
brutal. No, but it's necessary, dog. It's necessary. You know why it's necessary, ne? Because too many people get into the game, ne? And then they're like, yeah, I'm doing well. But like SoundCloud rappers, ne? Someone really needs to tell those people that your music is trash. Like some of them are really, really good, you know? But some of them are like, ayo, please just step out the booth, go do marketing, go do accounting, go do something else, but don't rap, you know?
And did you guys notice who's this guy? The king of Amapiano. Gabza, do you see what he's doing? Yeah. This guy is making tracks.
He's
now.
Making what?
Like hip hop tracks, bro.
I'm not surprised.
Gabza, dude.
I'm not surprised.
I'm serious.
Not surprised. I'm honestly not surprised. Like, I know I'm not surprised. I'm genuinely not surprised.
But I was shocked though. Like this man be grinding, eh?
Like,
this man be on piano tracks like no one's business. This side is also doing hip hop. This side is doing this. You know, over time.
Maybe he's just trying to find what works for him, dog. But Amapiano is his couch, dog. That's his couch. That's where he can get nicely, dog. But hip hop, I don't know. I haven't heard his hip hop album, so I wouldn't know.
Nah, me. I don't vibe with Gabza. I don't mess with Amapiano. Actually, local musicians, I don't mess with them. You get me? But But look, look at the difference.
Now. It was good.
No. Just give me this moment. But look, I'm always that guy who's going to be there and going to listen to the album. I listen to AKA's album. I listen to Casper's album. Do I like them? I don't. But I support local.
Wait, what did you say? You don't like Casper's album?
Hmm? Oh, no. Casper's album is way better than AKA's. But, you know, I don't vibe with both of them because I don't listen to that type of music. But I support local.
Okay, I get your stance on this. I get what you're saying.
Like, I'm that guy who will buy your t-shirt just because it's local.
Honestly,
but he won't
wear would it. All rather have that guy who's going to say, look, although you're not the best rapper, I'll download your album because I'm supporting local. Although this cap is not better than the Nike cap, I'll buy it because I'm supporting local.
Although you're trash, I'm going to waste 5 minutes of my time exactly. To listen to you.
And who knows? Because look, something is always whack until it is not whack. Y'all didn't let that hit. Because look, all these rappers who you be saying, nah, I don't vibe with this music. This guy's not getting far. When this guy does get far, dude, you're going to regret just not supporting the man.
Do you know this, bro?
Nah, actually.
This happened in Blue Hills. Like, we know Big Ash, right?
Oh, yeah.
Big Ash.
Oh, Ting Ting Rhea.
Blue Hills, niggas was sleeping on Rhea, bro. Niggas was
eating. Shit about Big Ash, dog. I remember this man.
Then all of a sudden, man blows up. Everyone's there like, yo, man, we went to school together. We know this.
You see, just support your boys when they're not doing it. You know, just if they do get there, you know, they're going to be like, Raymond was there.
Yeah, no, but that's the story with that's the story to everyone's success, dog. In the beginning, everybody's going to be like, nigga, you crazy. Nigga, what you doing is trash, whatnot. But as soon as you make that one track or as soon as you release that one thing, bruh, and it blows up, all of a sudden, all them niggas who are talking shit about you, all of them become your best friend, dog. Like,
ish, man. I think overall, black people just need to support more. I think that's just it. It's just a matter of support because you're going to be there. Now you're bashing Batu, you're like, nah, Batu is too expensive, what. Next thing, Batu's on the catwalks in the US, in Paris there, and then you want to be there, so, claiming, yo, wow, we've made it as Africa, hey, South Africa. Like
South Africa do the most.
Dude, I was invited for a fashion show to go take photos there, but I didn't have a flash, dog. Oh, guys, I need to buy a flash. Actually, to those listening to the podcast, if you'd like to donate to helping me buy proper photography equipment, please. please hit me up on Instagram. Use photography.
Banesh, bro.
Dude, link bro. Up. Are they in Gauteng?
They not.
That's not. See, black people will continue to fail English because of this.
This is where we bleep things out during editing, but continue.
Said, do you know? Are they in Gauteng? They're not in Gauteng.
They're not in Gauteng.
And never mind. But if I'm there, wherever they are, it's fine. But I boom dark. I ask, where are they? He tells me they're in our group. Nigga! Oh, Lord, the death of me.
Giving an answer you might like.
Oh, Lord. Oh. Nah, but I think I know who you're talking about, bruv. I think I know. Actually, I have something to say. I have something to question. Right. If you find out your girl cheats on you, let's say, God forbid, because I know we are all loyal niggas in here when we finally get cuffed. Right?
Amen. 4 years.
Right?
Amen.
Some of us, we are not doing the dating scene.
Yes.
But when we get there, we are going to be loyal. Right. So let's say, God forbid, that you cheat on your girl. And your girl, she doesn't know that you cheated on her, but she goes out and she cheats on you. And you find out about that. How would you react? She doesn't know you cheated. But you know that she cheated.
Yes, it's remain shocked.
You have to confront it. You don't have a choice.
Yeah.
Are you going to let her cheat because you've also cheated?
Like, okay. Like, yeah, no, fine. Okay, you know what I would do? Nah? I would tell my girl, hey, look, I know you cheated, but it's okay. Just don't do it again. No, not because I cheated too. I'm dying to the grave with that shit. I'm taking that to the grave. Man. I just won't do it again because she did it and I know how it feels. But by her, I'll tell her, hey, look, I know you cheated and I'm not happy about it, but I'm willing to work through it and whatnot. Then you move on, but you don't tell her that you cheated because she doesn't know.
I think that's the best strategy, honestly speaking. That one, you just become more understanding. You're like, look, man, I understand you cheated. I found this out. It hurts me, but you know, let's work it out. This mustn't happen again.
That's cunning.
Yeah, I know. That's on different levels already. This relationship just needs to end. Because look, both of y'all are being unfaithful. This is a dead end.
Yeah, no, but
really, does a girl cheat? From what I've seen in other relationships. And if she cheats, it's mostly because of the guy. You've either grown detached.
From whose side is this? From whose side is this?
Stop talking to her.
Yeah.
I'm saying if the girl cheats, here's the more likely reason. You either stop talking to her and you grew kind of detached from the relationship. And she found like solace in some other guy, normally the best friend. And now she sees the best friend or the other guy as dependent and you as cold and heartless. And then she cheats with that guy.
What?
After there was a whole emotional buildup.
Whilst you just mentioned this best friend thing, James. This best friend thing, I still say it's a red flag, man. It's a red flag, right there.
You know, I don't know, man. I don't know how I feel about it. I really don't know how I feel about it. Cause I'm in most situations, I'm usually the best friend. And
you see, that's why it's bad.
That's the problem, right there.
Yeah. Your evidence. Let me explain. Right. Sometimes you genuinely are just best friends. Like, you know, there are just some hands that you just like, yeah, no, this one, if I date her, it's going to be problematic. Like, you already know. Like, you look at them and you're like, yeah, if we date, there's going to be a war. There's going to be a war and no one is going to win. You know? So, for me, I don't consider it a red flag, but I understand why it can be a red flag. If you want to say.
Okay.
No, it is. For me, it is.
It's a red flag because who do you think she's going to go cry to when there's a problem in the relationship?
That nigga.
Exactly.
Who's going to be there for her? Who's listening? Who's caring? Who's doing all the things that you're supposed to be doing when you're not doing
that them? Nigga.
Exactly.
And here's a statement, bro. Here's a statement. Like, think about this. If she was doing those things she's doing with her best friend, with any other guy, she didn't say it's her best friend. That's cheating.
This topic is very close to Marshall's heart. I just
hear, you can hear the tears.
You hear how,
you can hear the tears rolling down his cheek.
You hear how the boys be. Who wrong?
What Marshall said is poor attention, bro. Did you hear that? No. Marsha, you have to say it.
Yeah, I know. Me, I'm
sorry. You have to repeat it for.
Let's repeat it, guys. The thing, the girl is with the best friend. If she did it with any other guy, who she did not say is the best friend, it's cheating. Full stop. So why are we allowing it to happen with some other guy?
I once had a situation where a girl told me that, look.
A few moments later. A few inches later, 2 hours later, 1 eternity later.
And I bounced. And I bounced.
No, I'm not bad.
This will be cut for national.
What do you mean? What do you mean? It's a story. No names were mentioned. It's fine.
Nash doesn't want to expose you.
What do you mean? Brad, there's a reason why we are talking on this podcast. We're talking about stuff in jail, dog. People are going to find out eventually, dog. Leave it.
It's fine with this. We
keep it. Do you see exactly what you did, Nash? I love this. But right now you're like, nah, it's fine. You know, I'm fine with the whole best friend thing. But you left that situation because you knew, bruh. It's the same as you are the side nigga. You know, he's the best friend is the main guy.
I found out earlier on, dog. At least now, like, here's my situation now. Because remember earlier I was busy saying no, if we are loyal and whatnot and we carved whatnot. Let me tell you my current situation now. Let me let these people in. This is the current situation with me. Mina, I'm
low. Okay.
No. Yeah.
Give me a minute, Raja. Guys, the views of Nash
are independent of the views of the platform. For Nash's sake.
You just had to restate that.
Just for Nash's sake. That whole part is gonna be cut.
Why?
Like, we don't want Nash's mom listening to this and being like, Nyasha. for your own sake, I'm cutting it.
Okay, fine. Let me put it cleanly. Let me put it in a clean manner. Right. I am exploring my options. I am not being serious with anybody.
Mm.
Yeah. So, the story about being about a girl having her best friend and whatnot does not faze me. Because also me, I'm just another best friend.
Toxic. Right?
No, it's not toxic.
Honestly. I was toxic. You see, we have the views of our best friend. He's telling us how toxic best friends
are. Like, straight up, this guy is telling us that, hey, yo, man, I'm saying I'm your husband's best friend.
Then you mess up, dog. Better watch out, dog. You're loyal, dog. If your girl loyal, then dude, by all means, let her have her best friend. But if she not loyal, dog, that's the nigga who she talking to.
Bro, I think she could be the most loyal person in the world. But I'm telling you, you guys are going to fight one day. And situations are going to push her to the best friend. Even if she doesn't see him as a potential.
Marshall, who
are they going to push her to him?
Go there. It's fine.
We'll call her Beatrice.
Wait, whoa. Is it the rich daughter? Are we talking about the rich daughter?
No, it's a hypothetical situation. I feel like, guys, off the chat,
we need to come up with names for these hands, or else it's gonna be problematic when we're recording.
Beatrice,
yo, but yeah, this whole Beatrice thing, dude. I think we'll finish this off air, dude. We'll finish this off air, but I think. This is where our podcast ends, guys. You know, it's been nice. We'll leave them with a bit of a young cliffhanger. You know, what do the gents want to say?
YOLO.
Guys, my last point is this. The moment I'll be fine with a girl having a best friend, or even a guy having a best friend as a girl, is this. If you guys see yourself, let's say, in a marriage, is that going to carry on realistically? Is she going to be messaging X saying, I had a beautiful day, posting X on the status before you? Is that realistic?
I have a question mark for you. How old are you?
No, but you can't be dating.
You're going to groom this habit. If you grow up with this best friend and you're going to have her. Like 5 years.
Long.
You
long,
expect it when you get just drop that 5 years. Nah, man.
Guys, this item is long. Okay. Malvin, final remarks.
Wait for episode 2. We're going to be too much. Too hot.
Yeah, no, I can sense the fire. And from me, we'll support local, guys. Yeah. Just support local. But I have
local store.
And local store. Oh, wait. And then this is where we do our outros. What's our outro?
Our outro is enjoy the pride. Boom. Then we end. Now I'm playing. I don't know. Isn't there? Just find some free music somewhere and just be like, thank you for listening to The Pride, whatnot, whatnot, and we end on that.
Yeah, stay safe and remember
best okay, friends Fade. Cheating. Say it for us. Say it for us. It's up to you.
Me? No, no.
Or say whatever. Being safe
for us. Me, I'm not going to say the best friend thing. Okay. Are we, this is The Pride. Can't wait for episode 2. Stay safe. Keep on listening. I don't know. What should I say?
I pew, 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 pew. I have a lot of work on my head.
Don't forget to sanitize, guys, and bring your masks.
Oh, yeah. Stay safe. Yeah.